as they reach the 400 metres. It's Dubious in front, held together by a length and a half. Two in second, Dallas Sand. Clark's gone for the whip, and then Hawker Hurricane, Sebricate, and Express Pass, who's very wayward. Then Super Seth, Dubious at the 200 metres. Now Dallas Sand is digging in. Dallas Sand up to Dubious at the 100. Sebricate and Express Pass. Dallas Sand and Dubious stride for stride. Dallas Sand, Class will get it home. Dallas Sand won it. Second Dubious, third Express.
She was a nice win by Dallas Sand, and it was Raquel Clark winning her first race at Flemington, her first ride. And it was a Group 2 race, the Dane Hill Stakes. A big day for the ladies out at Flemington. Group wins to, obviously, Jamie Carr, also Linda Meach and Raquel Clark. And it's great to have a chat to Raquel, who's back home in Tasmania after riding in Devonport yesterday. How are you, Raquel?
Good morning, Michael. I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations. What was the reception like when you got back home to Tassie for yesterday?
Yeah, it was really good. I come home and it was just so good to be able to do that and celebrate with the family and my friends. And there was a few more people at Devonport yesterday to come and see me for the Saturday win. So that was nice.
Gee, it's been a rapid rise, hasn't it? It's amazing since you were slaying them in your home state to moving over to South Australia, winning the Jockeys Premiership, Ducks of the Apprentice Academy, and now you're on the favourite at this point in time in the Caulfield Guineas and a Group 2 winner at headquarters. Is your head spinning?
It sort of is. I'm just trying to take it all in, and I'm so thankful for all the opportunities I've been given, because there's so many riders out there that are just as good as me, and if not way better, and they just don't get the opportunity. So I'm very lucky that I've been very blessed. I had two good masters throughout my apprenticeship, and Leon being my main one, and he's just supported me this whole time, and I couldn't be more thankful.
There's no doubt about that, and he's been staunch in his support for you on Dallas Sand, saying that you've done nothing wrong, you're undefeated. So while all the big names and the big guns are riding or ringing for the ride, he stuck fat with you, and you paid him back on Saturday. Your first time at Flemington, down the straight, what was the experience like? Were you nervous? Did you feel a little daunted beforehand?
I don't really get too nervous, but I tell you what, walking that straight, it was only 1,200 metres, but it felt like a mile and a quarter. It was probably the longest 1,200 metres I've ever walked, and I walk about 10Ks a day, and I think my 10K walk felt shorter than that did. So, it was amazing. The atmosphere was so great at Flemington, and look, it's headquarters for a reason, and I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
You were fastidious on Saturday. I saw you out there. You spent a long time walking the track. Was that to get yourself as much as familiarised with it as to find where the best place was to be?
Yeah, I had to get my bearings out there. I had to familiarise myself with the points of where I wanted to start niggling at him, because, being over the 1,200, I sort of always knew he was going to hit the flat spot that he hit. And so I just sort of had to familiarise myself with the track and have the markers and know where the 200 was and when to really push the button on him and to where to help him through. So, by walking that track, I was able to do that. And I think that calmed, that's probably why there was no nerves or anything, because I had a good grounding of where I was and how it was all going to play out. So it was really good.
It's not easy to lead throughout down the straight. Was that the plan, to land in front?
To be honest, I thought I would get cover, but there was not a great deal of pace in the race. I'm very lucky. James Jordan from South Australia, he actually done a lot of the form for me, and I'm very thankful for that, because it was nice to get his input. He's very talented in what he does, and he helped me out a little bit there. So I went through the races and there wasn't a great deal of speed, but I was very lucky to have Johnny Allen to my inside, and we jumped so good and he travelled so strongly throughout the first 400, I thought, well, there's no point in getting cover now. I'll just let him settle, and Johnny Allen's horse was able to guide me most of the way, so I was lucky to have him there. But I think he just won that race on ability, to be honest. Mm. I thought he was the best horse in the race, so I was just giving him no reason to find any ways not to win.
How much better do you think he could be out to a mile?
Oh, a lot. Like I've always said that he was always going to get better with ground. So we just hope we're right, you know. He's won 2 over the 1,000 and 2 over the 1,200 now. So it's kind of like, well, we just, you know, he always has put in our heads that he would stay and get further. And I think the flat spot that he hit on Saturday, I really think that was him trying to settle. So therefore, I don't think the mile will be a problem at all.
Well, it was a magnificent performance on Saturday, and we're all looking forward to seeing you continue your association with Dala San, and hopefully you're there on Guineas Day, where he's going to be one of the hardest to beat. Well done on the weekend, Raquel.
Thank you very much.